Pentecost Wednesday, c. First posted May 26, 2010. Romans 5:1-5. Peace with God through Christ. Paraphrase. We have peace with God through Jesus Christ, when we rely totally in Him, in faith obedient trust, for our justification judgment of guiltlessness. The opposite of condemnation. We have received access to this grace in merited favor. A free gift, through faith in Christ, and we rejoice in the hope of sharing in God's glory. We can even rejoice in suffering, knowing that suffering produces endurance, character, and hope. And that hope will not disappoint, because we have God's love, which has been poured out upon us, by the gift of the indwelling Holy Spirit. Commentary. God has designed this creation to allow us the freedom to choose whether to trust and obey God's word or not, knowing that we would all choose to do our own will rather than God's. Disobedience of God's word is the definition of sin. We have all sinned and fall short of God's standard of righteousness. Romans 3:23, 1 John 1:8-10. The penalty for sin is eternal death. Romans 6:23. God loves us and doesn't want any of us to perish eternally. Romans 5:8. John 3:16-17. God has designed a savior into creation from the very beginning. John 1:1-5:14. Jesus is God's only provision for our forgiveness and salvation from eternal destruction. Acts 4:12. See God's plan of salvation, sidebar, right. We are separated from fellowship with God our Creator by sin. When Adam and Eve disobeyed God's word, Genesis 3:3, they lost eternal life in paradise and were driven from God's presence. Genesis 3:8-10, 22-24. Noah's descendants repeated the fall of mankind from grace after creation had been renewed by the flood. They attempted to create their own way to heaven by the Tower of Babel. Genesis 1:1-1:9, instead of trusting and obeying God's word. They were scattered through Gabriel 2:7 out the world and away from God's presence. The meaning and purpose of life in this world is the opportunity to seek, find and have fellowship with God. Acts 17:26-27. And this is only possible through faith in Jesus Christ. John 1:4-6. We cannot secure our own forgiveness and salvation by good deeds. The Jews failed to obtain salvation because they relied on their keeping of the law of Moses. Romans 9:30-33. I don't believe that Jews are irrevocably lost, but I believe that they cannot be saved until they accept Jesus as their Messiah. Matthew 23:39. Suffering for the consequences of our sin is beneficial only as we learn not to continue to sin. Suffering for the sake of the gospel of Jesus Christ will be rewarded. The world hates Jesus and will hate Jesus' disciples. Disciples must be willing to accept suffering in order to carry on the mission of Jesus to bring healing and salvation to a spiritually sick and dying world. One develops endurance and character by persisting in the face of suffering. The gift of the indwelling Holy Spirit is the first fruit of salvation. Born again, John 3:3, 5-8, Christians have not only hope, but a down payment, a security deposit, guaranteeing their forgiveness, salvation, and eternal life. The Holy Spirit is the seal and guarantee that one is in Christ and has eternal life. 2 Corinthians 1:22, Ephesians 1:13-14, Romans 8:9b, 1:1, 15-16. It is by the indwelling Holy Spirit that we experience, daily, the love of God for us. It is by the Holy Spirit that we experience the joy and glory of God's presence. Is Jesus your Lord? Are you Jesus' disciple? Are you trusting and obeying Jesus? Have you received the indwelling Holy Spirit since you first truly believed? Acts 1:9-2? Are you making disciples of Jesus Christ and teaching them to obey all that Jesus commands? Matthew 28:18-20. Do you know with certainty where you will spend eternity? 1 John 5:11-13. Ephesians 1:13-14.